All of the podcasts here at the Sideshow Network are now at the touch of a button on your iPhone and iPad. With the new Sideshow Network app, tune into all your favorite podcasts here at the Sideshow Network. Go to iTunes App Store, search for Sideshow Network, and download our free app to stream all of your favorite Sideshow Network podcasts at any time you want. The top comedians in the world are at your fingertips with the Sideshow Network app for iPhone and iPad.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. You know something? I didn't even know what an online portfolio was until they told me. And like, if you're a photographer, you already know. It's a portfolio. It's that simple. You put all your pictures in or whatever you want to show. That's brilliant. I didn't think anything could be that simple, but it is at Squarespace. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code ALONZO8. This is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 56 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Okay, I'm going to get right into it this week. Syria. What the hell is going on? I listened to Barack Obama's speech this past Saturday, and it scared me how much it sounded like George Bush right before we went into Iraq. The thing with weapons that we haven't seen, and I'm not denying there was use of chemical weapons. I think we do have evidence from the UN, but still, the same talk and how it's going to be a short military action. It's not going to be a war. We're not going to get dragged in, blah, 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 blah. This scared me, I'm telling you. I'm afraid that one day we're going to see Barack Obama sitting on an aircraft carrier with a banner behind him saying mission accomplished. Listen, I'm not buying this at all, okay? They're talking about an international court, international justice, etc. No, if there truly was international justice, wouldn't George Bush and Dick Cheney have to appear in front of some court for starting the Iraq War, which has been proven to be a completely illegal and poorly planned and destructive debacle? Not to mention the fact, did we not learn any lessons from Iraq that when you just bomb a Middle Eastern country, that what's going to happen? Some civilians are going to get killed. There's going to be resentment, and it strengthens terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and so on. I'm not saying there shouldn't be some punishment or something done about these chemical weapons in Syria, but don't we have secret forces that can go in and destroy the weapons? Don't we have something else we can do besides start another Middle Eastern war? I'm just saying, after 2,000 years of Middle Eastern wars, have we not learned that these things don't end, especially when a Western country gets involved, or even when Russia went to Afghanistan? You know, how did that work out? That's where we got bin Laden from. Let's stop it. This is scaring me. You know what's really scary? Boehner and Cantor are agreeing with Barack Obama on this, I don't know, what are we going to call it, a war, a police action, a punishment, whatever. But listen, when Boehner, Cantor, and Obama agree, okay, I'm not biblical by any means, but, you know, they talked about Barack Obama being the Antichrist, and Boehner and Cantor coming on board with Obama, that has to be one of the signs, right? Anybody know? I'm just thinking it had to be one. This thing with Syria, it is bad. Barack Obama trying to start a military action to, and some say it's just to save face, is bad. I don't know to save face with who or to appear tough for who, but bad idea. Yeah, there have been bad plans. There have been mistakes made with our diplomacy and support regarding Syria, but let's not make it worse by sending in military troops. And all of this talk about not sending in ground troops, where have we heard that before? Come on. We have to have learned something from our horrible mistakes in Iraq. So I'm hoping this president, that Barack Obama, does not fall into this American police the world or America's the tough guy trap and stay out of Syria as far as military action. Come up with another solution or a small secret, you know, mission, the way they got bin Laden. Do something, but don't just start bombing another Middle Eastern country and say, what did the Senate say? We'll give you 90 days to complete this. Yeah, all sounds vaguely familiar. Okay, I'm not even going to keep going because I will just continue to repeat myself going round and round. It's scary to me when Republicans and Democrats agree. But fortunately, domestic policy reality is set in, and whew, they're still crazy and completely apart. The certain powerful Republicans have admitted publicly that these voter ID laws they're coming up with are aimed at Democrats. Okay, there's some conservative activist named Phyllis Schlafly, and she admits that voter suppression is aimed directly at Democrats because, I'm sorry, early voter suppression is aimed at Democrats because the early voters were for Obama. And she's maybe afraid he's going to get elected a third time. I don't know. But there, she said it, that the early voters tend to vote Democrat. They're lower income people. They're working people. They have a limited time to vote. In other words, if you're working 10 or 12 hours in a day, you can't get to the polls. So you got to go when you can. And she said it's aimed at them. Former to Florida GOP chairman. And what a job that is, the chairman of the Republican Party in Florida. Wow. Well, he in an interview with the Palm Beach Post, and honestly, who names some of these papers? Some of these things, I think it's the Weekly World News, and they're going to be reporting space aliens next. But anyway, he said straight out, the voter ID laws, the goal was Democratic voter suppression. Okay, they're going after the Democrats with the voter ID laws. And he said the reason they go after early voting and not absentee ballots is early voters tend to be Democrat, but absentee ballots tend to be Republican. And remember, this whole thing is to suppress voter fraud, right? And if you're a fraudulent voter, I mean, wouldn't you just show up early rather than vote by mail? Oh, I wouldn't want to send a fraudulent vote by mail. That would be much too difficult. I'll just show up at the poll. These voter suppression laws, it really is sad that right after we acknowledge, I'm not even going to use the word celebrate, acknowledge 50 years since the March on Washington and the I Have a Dream speech, that we're literally back in court undoing the voters' rights that were gained in the 60s. It is sad. And isn't it interesting? You look at the list of states that are enacting all these voter suppression laws. South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, Texas. You know what they are? They're all Confederate states. They are, and don't say formerly Confederate states. I think they still are. And that's why I say, let them secede. Let them go. Just let them go. I don't think we'll miss them. Maybe that's just me. To all the reasonable people in these southern states, God bless you. I know you're there, but especially in North Carolina, the reasonable majority is outpowered by the well-financed, well-organized, insane smaller group. I was going to say minority, but if you call them a minority, they might shoot you. Remember, they do have guns. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code ALONZO8. Now check this out. If you send me your Squarespace website, then the best ones will be featured on the following podcast. Well, maybe not next week's podcast. It depends on what's in the news. You may have a great website, but there may be something crazy that happened and I don't fit you in. But I'm going to do my best to get your website onto my podcast. I'm going to tell everyone about it. So please send it into my Twitter account, or you can email it to my website, which should have been made by Squarespace, but I made it before. Now, here's why. Okay, this is the thing that gets me out Squarespace. $8 a month
and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. You know how much more than that I had to pay for my own domain name? I literally had to pay almost $100 to get Alonzo Bowden online because my brother, the computer genius, registered my domain name early in internet development, like in the mid-90s, you know, when six people had the internet and everything cost a fortune. Yeah, that's when I bought my own name. So go to Squarespace and get your name for free, and it's only $8 a month. You can't beat that. Say you need that done. You need something changed. Squarespace has support 24/7, and you know how they do it? With actual live human beings. I know you're not used to speaking to them anymore. You'd rather just email. You can do it that way, but if you want, you can contact Squarespace and you can actually talk to a person to get your question asked or to get some customer support done. You really need to check this out. Remember, it's Squarespace. For a free trial, 10% off, you go to squarespace.com and use offer code Alonzo8. Speaking of guns, and I really want to thank fan and supporter Mark Epping Jordan for sending me this article. It's something great to talk about. Missouri is working on this gun law. Now that it's almost hard to explain this, and I know you won't believe it, so you have to look it up online. I got it from the New York Times. Thanks again, Mark. They want to pass a gun law that will nullify all federal gun laws and here's a step farther, make it criminal for federal agents to make gun arrests. So what they want a law that say you're just cranking out machine guns in Missouri, or you know, you're converting those Tech Nines to fully automatic, and the federal government comes rushing in to arrest you, the state police are gonna come to your and arrest the federal agents. Can you imagine the confusion on a criminal's face? If state police start arresting federal police right in front of them, I would be like, wait a minute, are you sure, guys? Excuse me, I'm making illegal weapons. And Missouri's like, oh, no, you're not. We got you back. Absolute insanity. But that is the law they want to pass. And here's the true irony. The day of the vote, September 11th. This bill was shot down by, they have a Democratic governor, Jay Nixon. He shot it down. But now the Missouri legislature wants to override his veto. There are Democrats who are voting for this. A guy named T.J. McKenna from Festus. He said even though he knows it's unconstitutional, he's from a rural district and his supporters, the people, want to pass this. So even though he knows it's unconstitutional, he has to vote for it in representing his constituents. Who are politicians? How can you do that? Does he have a fight with himself? And there is one Republican, a man named Jay Barnes, who's against this. He's a congressman. He said, look, you can't treat the Constitution like a buffet and only choose the parts you want. This is different than these states that want to, you know, use their own state law to invalidate Obamacare, or the states that, well, medical marijuana, which is legal, the attorney general has said that the federal government's not going to go after that. But the difference between this and other state laws that are in opposition to federal laws is this one specifically says that state police would arrest federal agents trying to enforce federal law. That's the step into insanity. So I guess we'll find out on September 11th if a state government to pass a state law against federal law and go that extra step of insanity and try to enforce it by arresting federal agents. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But again, it's good to know that there's still that major disagreement and disconnect from reality between Republicans and Democrats, or Republicans in the Constitution, for that matter. Again, not all Republicans, but they're going to have to find some sense of sanity in that party if they want any hope of winning in the upcoming congressional elections, midterm elections, and the next presidential election. I don't know what's going on over there. All right, quickly, we're going to jump to sports. Pro football starts this coming weekend. Well, some say it started last weekend when Johnny Manziel, the quarterback from Texas A&M, played after his half-game suspension. For those who don't know just how ridiculous this story is, Johnny Manziel won the Heisman Trophy last year, which is the trophy awarded to the greatest college football player in the country.
He was only a freshman. Freshmen don't win this award. So he had a wild summer. Johnny went a little crazy, partying in the tabloids, this and that. Big scandal. Supposedly he was paid to autograph footballs, helmets, and memorabilia, which is against NCAA rules. The NCAA investigated, questioned him, couldn't prove he got paid. And the difference between Johnny Manziel and so many other football players or basketball players, Johnny's family is rich. So the NCAA was afraid to go after him because his family would sue the hell out of him, okay? Not like Terrell Pryor a couple of years ago at Ohio State, who traded an autographed jersey for a tattoo and got suspended 3 games. Of course, those 3 games were the season following the big bowl game because they needed him for TV purposes. Look, the NCAA is a joke. So Johnny laughed at him. So what did they do? They suspended him for the first half of one football game. That's right. They suspended him for a half. Then he came in the second half and threw 3 touchdown passes, which I personally think is gangster. Way to go, Johnny. Throw it in their face. Like, yeah, I'm great. So I don't care about the NCAA. The NCAA, it's old fashioned. It's a joke. It's like remember we used to pretend the Olympics were amateurs? Let's stop pretending that major college football and major college basketball are amateur sports. They are professional sports. They are a $1 billion industry. Let's separate them from the truly amateur college sports like, you know, long distance track running or swimming or diving. Let the NCAA handle the truly amateur, real college athletes, these semi-pros who are training for the NFL. And I know a lot of them don't make the pros, but still, they should be treated separately. They raise millions of dollars for their universities in a $1 billion industry. Not only don't they get paid, they get punished when they hustle money. So we have to do something about that. But anyway, moving on, the NFL starts this weekend. I am part of a new podcast. It's called Time Out with T.O. It's Rob Cesternino from Survivor and numerous podcasts that deal with reality TV, and he's a TV reviewer. Rob's a great guy, myself, and of course, the great Terrell Owens. And Terrell has more inside stories. This isn't about what the score is going to be, who's going to win. This is background stuff. He has some hilarious stories about coaches, about other players. Our first guest this week is Meta World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest, going from the Lakers to the Knicks, telling us some great basketball stuff. It's called Time Out with T.O. It's on this same network, Sideshow.tv. You can get it on the network. Please follow that podcast, subscribe, join it. Keep paying attention to me here on Who's Paying Attention. I don't know if I can do sports stories on mine anymore, or do I have to save them for that? I don't know. But either way, we're having fun. I am so hoping that when I talk to you guys next week, we haven't fired a missile into Syria. Really, stop messing with the Middle East. I've been over there. You can't, I mean, it's such a different culture. Don't mess with the Bedouins. The Bedouins wander the desert raising goats. You know how badass you have to be to raise goats in the desert with no grass, no water, and just sun? You're going to attack these people? Leave them alone. Let them work out their problems. Destroy the chemical weapons, but don't attack the country. I don't know how to do it, but these people are much smarter than me. These people, meaning President Obama. The rest of them, I'm not sure. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden saying, who's paying attention? I know you are. I am at Madhouse Comedy in San Diego this week. And this Saturday, I will be on another episode of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on NPR Radio. Thank you.
Hey, Sideshow fans, if you like live comedy and love to party, then the Cabo Comedy Festival is the place for you. Check out CaboComedyFestival.com for the details. From October 2nd to 6th, over 50 of the world's funniest comedians are heading to the beaches of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, and they're giving away a trip for two to join all the action. Visit Facebook.com/CaboComedyFestival or CaboComedyFestival.com to enter. Downtown Cabo will come alive with nightly shows featuring over 50 of the world's top stand-ups, followed by exclusive after parties at the hottest nightclubs, beachfront resorts, pool parties, golf, nightly comedy shows. You don't want to miss the Cabo Comedy Festival. Enter to win or book your travel and purchase tickets at CaboComedyFestival.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.